Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Friends, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where today I am so excited to be joined by Sophia Sun Wu, the founder of Ascent Strategy, where we're going to be talking all about why it is important to master your personal growth in order to grow your business. Now, friends, I am so looking forward to diving into this conversation because Sophia is not only the founder of Ascent Strategy, where she helps female founders ranging from artisans to health coaches get their companies off the ground, but she's actually a three-time startup founder. And you might have seen her and her work on publications like Forbes, African Business Review, and Elle Magazine. Sophia is also a Forbes 30 Under 30 honoree, a truly talented entrepreneur, and I'm so excited to have her as a guest on the show today. So, Sophia, thank you so much for joining me and for coming on to talk about how personal growth and business growth are linked.
Thanks so much for having me, Bonnie. I'm really excited to talk about this topic.
Well, if you're up for sharing, I'd love for our listeners to hear a little bit about who you are and your amazing business.
Yeah, so I'm Sophia. I have a business called Ascent Strategy, which I developed after kind of coming off of two businesses I had built. Through that journey, I was really, really lucky that I was able to build my startups in New York. So I had a lot of access to mentors and information. And one big kind of time suck for me during that experience was I felt like there was a lot of information out there for entrepreneurs that isn't really helpful. Like there's so much information that's intended to help. But at the end of the day, if you're an entrepreneur that is, your mission is, I need to get this startup off the ground, but I need to pay my bills. Like I need to make money off of this business. And how do I do that quickly? So for me, that was always that tidbit of information that I really, really needed as an entrepreneur that was supporting myself financially. So I started Ascent Strategy to really kind of tackle that very, very specific challenge that I feel like a lot of women face. And I really wanted to be that accelerator where I am that person that has been in your shoes and has had to sort through all of that extra information and really figure out where is this gold of how do I turn my ideas and bring it to life and actually pay myself and support myself while I'm living my dream. So that's kind of been, you know, what inspired me to build this business and what kind of motivates me and gets me up every day to kind of continue working on it. I'm really so passionate about just empowering women to step into their power and really own the sovereignty of, I have this amazing idea and I can turn it into real life. I can make money off of it. So that's been a real huge passion for me. And yeah, it's been really great to kind of dive in really deeply with entrepreneurs, not only from the business side of things, but also understanding, okay, what are some personal blocks? What are some mental blocks? What are things that have happened to you in the past that are probably acting as obstacles right now as you're growing your business?
That's amazing. And I really, first of all, love hearing the passion come through in your voice when you talk about your clients and the work that you get to do and really the empowering approach that you have to taking these dreams and bringing them to life. And I can totally resonate with this observation that you're sharing about how you've seen women come to you and share that they might have a personal block or a personal experience or some kind of, you know, mental block essentially that's keeping them from experiencing the full amount of growth that they could experience. I think that it's so easy for us as entrepreneurs to sort of put on our business hats and focus on like the strategy and the nuts and bolts and the to-do list and all the things that need to happen in order to make the money. But what we often forget, I think sometimes, is that at the end of the day, we are people. And so as the people, as the person behind this business who's doing the work, our personal experiences and our thoughts and our beliefs have the potential to either limit our growth or propel us towards unparalleled growth. So I really love that you kind of touched on that. And I'd like to kind of dig at that a little bit more and explore that more. So in your experience, how do you see that personal growth and professional growth are linked?
Yeah, so I think that it's so strongly linked to the point that if you do not work on your personal growth, like, you will always create ceilings for yourself in your business. Mm-hmm. So I think a huge one is money mindset. I think a lot of women struggle with that because money is so linked to self-worth. And, mm-hmm. you know, when we've grown up in a society that tells us that women have to be polite and, you know, I know, like, my parents, like, my mother's biggest desire for me was to, like, marry rich. So there's a lot of that kind of dialogue going on when women are growing up and being told, like, how they should be. And I think that mm-hmm. when you actually grow up and you're an adult and you are in a position to actually self-create this worth, this, like, money that's coming into your bank account, a lot of that language that you were told when you're little really infiltrates a lot of that. And what ends up happening is you're underpricing your products and services. You're being heavily negotiated and allowing for that heavy negotiation. You're allowing customers to overstep their boundaries with you and sometimes be super rude or inconsiderate of the business that they're doing with you. So it really bleeds in every aspect of your business, not only when it comes to money and pricing, but also things like fear of being seen. You know, for right now in this day and age, video does so well for so many businesses. Just like even hopping on Instagram stories is such an asset as far as like a sales tool for a lot of businesses. So with a lot of female entrepreneurs, like, a huge conversation that we have is a lot of them are really scared to do that. They're really scared to go on video because this fear of being seen is so potent within them. And, you know, that was a struggle even with me, of just like this fear of being seen, this fear of being judged, and this fear of, like, what will other people think of me if I'm hopping on video and, like, you know, sharing all this information and almost mm-hmm. and taking this stance as a thought leader. Like, who am I to think that I'm a thought leader, right? So all of this negative language just enters your head so quickly if you don't check yourself and really understand, okay, is the reason why I'm not going on video for my business because I don't think it's a good strategy or because I'm so scared personally of being seen? So it kind of sneaks up on you. It kind of manifests as like, oh, I don't think this is a good business strategy, when in fact, it's actually your insecurities kind of camouflaging the insecurity as like a bad business decision when it actually isn't.
I hear that. That's so sneaky. Like, when you think that it's maybe one thing, but then if you peel back the layers a little bit more and you are willing to be kind of brave with your amount of self-awareness that you're experiencing in that point in time, so often, like, we're getting in our own way. And that's, I don't know about you, but that's not a comfortable feeling for me.
100%. Yeah. And I think that the word self-awareness is so dead on. Like, I think that's always like the first step in this whole journey is just, are you brave enough to open yourself to that awareness of these dark sides of yourself that aren't pretty? And it's only until you get over the ugliness of what this all looks like that you can really, you know, sit down and do the work of like, oh, I see that I have this, this, and this thing that on my personal growth side of me isn't really developed. Like, how do I confront that and really be grateful actually that I can actually understand what the culprits are? Because if you know the culprits, you can solve the problem.
That's so true. And I really, really love how you kind of phrased it in a way where it's not a problem that we have to dig into or solve for ourselves, but it's more of an opportunity for growth, right? It's kind of this idea that something we're experiencing is not serving us. And we get the opportunity, if we choose, we get the opportunity to explore it and kind of pick it apart and be honest with ourselves and with others. And then we have the opportunity to experience growth because of it. So I really love that you kind of phrase it in that way, because it goes from being this this really negative or hard or difficult kind of experience to being a growth-minded experience that's just like full of possibility, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think that's why so many successful entrepreneurs that a lot of us look up to are so obsessed with like personal growth. They're the mm-hmm. ones that are constantly going on silent retreats and have some kind of intense outside of work routine that they do and things like that. And it's completely in an essential foundation. I don't think that it's possible to separate the two as far as like professional growth and personal growth goes.
I get that. So in your experience, I would love to hear, have you seen that when you kind of broach the subject with your clients and you start kind of talking to them about, you know, there's this opportunity for you to work on your personal growth so that your business can grow. Do you usually find that there's like a bit of pushback with that? Or do people usually seem pretty receptive to the idea that their personal growth is kind of like required to business growth?
Yeah. So how I actually kind of frame my interactions with my clients is that I actually start my first conversation with them as the personal growth conversation. Like I kind of nip it in the butt right away where I bring it into their awareness. So I'm doing the awareness thing, as we talked about before, where I bring it into people's awareness as far as like, hey, here are kind of like 10 different things that entrepreneurs in your positions pretty much do a lot as far as like mental blocks, money mindset issues, and things like that. So I give examples to people because a lot of times people don't become aware of what they're doing until they see examples of how that camouflaging effect happens. And what I usually do is if I'm working with someone for like 6 to 8 weeks, I have that be the first topic because my thought process is I'm going to let that sink in for a couple of weeks. And they actually end up seeing by the 5th or 6th week, they actually end up seeing how these personal aspects of themselves have kind of put a ceiling on their business. So that's been really, really helpful for me as far as like introduce the conversation to someone and let it sink in for a couple of weeks so that they digest it at their speed. And they'll actually, a lot of people usually, when you introduce those kind of concepts to them and you let it just marinate, they usually find the pathways for themselves as far as like, oh, I see what I did there. So that's been something that I've done that's actually helped naturally get it out of people rather than forcing people, because I'm of a strong stance that you really can't force someone to grow or change. You kind of have to just introduce the appetizer to them and see if they're into mm-hmm. the whole dinner, you know, see if they'll take the bait.
100%. I completely agree with that. I think that it's really important that just as individuals, we understand that we can't control how someone responds or how they act or behave. But like you said, Sophia, we can introduce ideas or opinions or perspectives into their awareness, and then they can choose how they take action. So I love that you have this very intentional but almost kind of gentle approach where you're introducing it from day one, and then you're giving them time to, like you said, just kind of marinate in these ideas. So I think that that's so smart, because in my own experience with my group coaching students and other clients I've worked with in the past, it's so easy for us to feel comfortable with the idea of investing in our businesses. It's like this idea where we feel comfortable, you know, hiring the strategists, hiring the designers, you know, hiring the coaches and doing that work. But when someone suggests that maybe we also need to look inward, do that introspective and personal work, there's a little bit more resistance because I think that doing the work for your business, it's comfortable. It's easier. As entrepreneurs, it's steps that we're ready to take, that we expect to take. But from a personal growth standpoint, the idea that there might be that deep introspective work that needs to happen, that can be a little bit more uncomfortable. So I just really love, Sophia, that you encourage people to grow and to move forward at their own pace and their own time so that things are happening very organically and nothing is forced. But all that to say, in your experience, how do you suggest that we as entrepreneurs create a bit of a balance between the business growth we're experiencing, the work we're doing to grow our brands versus the time we spend on personal development? Because like I said, I've seen, and maybe you've seen this too, but I've seen so many people kind of gravitate towards the end of the spectrum where they would rather be all business and like no personal growth versus striking a healthier kind of balance between the two.
Yeah, that's a great question. And my answer is like a bit unexpected. I think that it's, in my experience, personal growth is one of those things where you have to be all in or not. It's kind of like, It's kind of like introducing a long-term relationship to someone who has notoriously been a playgirl. Like, it's just not going to happen unless that person is in the mindset of being fully committed and going all in. And I think that with personal growth, how I view it is once you feel like you're ready for it, you're going to be super excited and balance your time appropriately between your business and personal growth in a way that is supposed to happen. So for example, there are some people that have hidden from themselves for a really long time, maybe, you know, 30 plus years. And then one day they'll come to the realization that, oh my goodness, like I have been hiding for so long. I really should be focusing on my personal growth. I can completely see with clarity how it's destroying my business. And those types of people will just, you know, spend months on end aggressively doing personal growth work. They'll be reading books, working with coaches, going on retreats and things like that. And that's completely appropriate for them because they had spent 30 years completely hiding from themselves, right? So the way that I see it, however it ends up being expressed through you, like if you feel like a super accelerated desire to like go on a personal growth trip in an intense level, like that's what you should be doing because that is what your body is telling you that it needs right now in order to kind of catch up if that's the case. And for some people, it's a bit more of a slow drip where they get introduced to the idea, they read a book here and there, and then someone says something that is like completely transformational to them and they'll finally after that do the deep dive. So I think that the journey is really different for everyone and whatever that response feels like for you, that's what you should follow. Because at the end of the day, like the journey of personal growth is a lifetime journey. It's not something that's one and done. And in order for it to be sustainable, you need to do it in a way that feels good for you at the moment. So, you know, for example, for me, I've been on a personal growth journey intensively for the past 2 years. And for the past 2 years, I was reading a book every single weekend on a personal growth topic. I had a coach. I would go on a retreat that was personal growth oriented like every year. So, but nowadays it's kind of slowed down to just me working with my coach. I don't read any more books or anything like that because I've kind of really honored the journey that I need to follow when it was in the beginning super, super hot and like I needed to know everything and things like that. So it's been a nice ebb and flow for me. And I think that that's kind of how people should follow their journey when it comes to balancing personal growth and business. Like just listen to yourself and what feels good to you at the moment because that's usually the right answer.
I totally agree with that. And I really respect the way that you described it as almost seasons. Like there are some seasons where you are going to be more tuned in to that kind of work and that introspection or that active growth. And then kind of like what you were describing in your own personal journey, there are seasons where things don't have to be so intense and so like totally dialed in because, like you said, it's a lifelong journey. It's not something that we do when we cross off the to-do list. It's not a journey where we just arrive one day. It's this beautiful opportunity to cultivate that relationship with yourself for the long run, which is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So out of curiosity, because here on the Brand Strategy Podcast, I love talking through action-based encouragement or practical tips. So practically, I think you've already shared some really good ideas, but practically, what are some actions that listeners can take to begin to create a better relationship with their own personal growth? Where would you suggest that they start if they're looking to take action?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one thing for me that's been really helpful in the beginning of my journey was just learning to talk to myself. I think that we always talk at ourselves. We have ideas in our head and we talk at ourselves about different things, but we never sit down and like talk to ourselves. So for me, like that outlet has been journaling. Like journaling has been super, super transformational and reflective for me to kind of just talk to myself about specific questions I have about like, why do I feel this way at this moment? Why do I feel really confused about this situation? And just really questioning my immediate emotions in certain situations. Like that's a really easy one to do right away. Even, you know, if you want to take it a step further and even ask yourself questions of like big challenges or struggles you feel within yourself or any kind of feelings of discomfort you have, and just asking questions around that and writing out and talking to yourself almost in third person. That is a really easy practical action step that people can take and something you could do like right away. I think that's one huge thing. Another thing is just having deep conversations with people. I didn't really start doing this until a couple of years ago. And it's hard. It's hard to kind of ask your friends or family really like deep questions that are sometimes a little dark, sometimes not palatable. And just really ask people how they feel about that specific topic and just like start a conversation. And a lot of times you'll find that you just by the way that someone says something to you or how they respond, they'll actually spark something in you as far as like a reflection that you need to think on as well. Like a lot of my aha moments come from having deep conversations with people. So that one's a little harder, but definitely a good one if you can get it going.
That's a really good, really good step that people can take. And that's, I love that both of those ideas of having conversations and journaling, both of those are so accessible. Like those are things we could get started with today and we don't have to go out and, you know, buy anything or take, you know, a complicated number of steps. Like you just kind of take action and put one foot in front of the other. And I really loved that you talked about conversation as a tool for personal growth, because in my own journey, I found that conversation with friends, family, or even my husband have been so powerful in stretching my view of the world or challenging me in really solid ways to explore my thoughts on different topics or, you know, opinions, all of the things. And so I definitely would second that piece of advice to have those conversations, because not only do you learn so much about the people you're speaking with, but you also learn a lot about yourself and a lot about what you believe or what you think, or in a lot of good, healthy relationships. If you're having those kind of like hard conversations where maybe your opinions differ, that can be a really healthy amount of challenge that allows you to either feel more affirmed about what you think or what you believe, or it teaches you a new way of thinking about things, a new set of values or beliefs maybe that then you can utilize as you grow. So those are such practical, but also really powerful ways to get started on this journey. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. And kind of like touching on what you're saying right there, I think that is really important. Like the more conversations you can have with people that are going to challenge you a little bit, I think is so important. I think that, you know, with how society is kind of curving towards right now, there's kind of these echo chambers developing. And I think it's so important for us to definitely keep those friends and conversations with people that are a little challenging and gives you new ideas. Like, that's how you become a stronger person with a stronger kind of muscle in your head, as far as like growth, not only in your thought process, but also growth in your personal life. Like, the more you can exercise that challenge muscle, the better you'll be able to apply it to yourself when it comes to your personal growth.
Absolutely. That's a really great insight there. I love that you have brought that to light, because I think that, like you were saying, with the idea of creating these unintentional echo chambers for ourselves. Like, I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but sometimes, you know, I'll take a look at the people I'm following on Instagram, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, how did I start following so many people who are saying the same thing or talking about kind of the same things? And it's not a bad thing. I think that it's amazing that we get to have so much choice and so much freedom over what we consume and who we engage with online or in person. But I also think that it's a great opportunity for us to think about how we can be challenging ourselves and stretching ourselves and really pushing ourselves past what feels comfortable or what we've always done. Because like you were saying, Sophia, it's going to be so difficult for us to truly experience the kind of growth that we can experience as individuals if we always choose to exist within that comfort zone and that realm of what we've always done, the conversations we've always had, or the actions we've always taken.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what having your own business is all about. It's really about making yourself as uncomfortable as possible, because that's the only area where you see true growth. Right. So yeah, getting comfortable with discomfort. That's kind of the mission statement of every entrepreneur.
That's totally true, because if we think about like the paths that we've chosen as entrepreneurs, there's nothing comfortable about this. There's so many failures, so many, like, you know, awkward situations or mistakes. There's so much challenge that we face every single day. And I think that rather than looking at that and feeling overwhelmed or anxious or stressed out, I've just learned to view it as just nothing but endless opportunity, right? Where instead of this being a series of mistakes and trial and error, I choose to view it as teaching opportunities, where those mistakes, those failures, those challenges, they can teach me something new. And I want to be taught. I want to have those experiences and those lessons, even if it's uncomfortable. And, you know, I don't always feel that way. There's sometimes where like I'm begrudgingly like trudging through the discomfort to get to the other side. But, you know, in the long run, that's definitely the kind of person that I want to be and that I continually work to be, because I believe that helps me to be my best self in a way.
Yeah, I love that. Endless opportunities. That's like the perfect way to frame that.
Yeah. It's just something that has really resonated with me on my journey. So for those of you who are tuning in today, I hope that that encourages you. And speaking of encouragement, Sophia, I always love to wrap up conversations here on the Brand Strategy Podcast, sharing one encouragement that you would like to share to those who are tuning in today. So for those who are tuning in and they've been hearing you talk about how they can get started with personal growth and how this plays such a massive role in their business growth, I'd love to know, what kind of encouragement would you want to share to entrepreneurs who are ready to become comfortable with the uncomfortable and who are ready to commit to this kind of personal growth?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think my biggest encouragement is to explore, you know, really explore, try out a couple of things and find the vehicle that really resonates with you and is really impactful for you when it comes to your personal growth journey. Like, I think a lot of things, different things work for different people. Some people really like therapy. Some people really like coaching. Some people like spiritual teachers. Some people like books and events. And I think that different vehicles catalyze different people. So I really encourage you to take the exploration journey as seriously as the, you know, once you figure it out, you dive in, because this journey of personal development is multi-year marathon and you really want to commit to something that is going to really move you and sway you intensely. So do some exploring and figure out what that is.
Such good advice and such awesome encouragement. So Sophia, I'm sure that at this point, people who've been tuning in today, they're going to want to know how they can hang out with you and where they can find you. So where are some of the social channels where you're spending time, or where are some places online where listeners can join along in your journey?
Yeah, so I think the best place to join me is on my Instagram. It's, my handle is Ascent with Sophia. I just share a ton of daily personal development and business growth advice in my stories and in my feed. So if you're looking for kind of daily motivation, definitely head over there. And my website, ascent-strategy.com, is where you can find also like a ton of free blogs, a ton of free resources for your business. Both of those two places are great kind of havens for anyone that's kind of started the personal development and personal and just like business growth in general. Like that intersection is very much alive in those two spaces.
Awesome. And friends, for those who are tuning in today, I will make sure to have all of Sophia's links in today's show notes. So if you just go to brandstrategypodcast.com and click on today's episode, you'll be able to see all the show notes and the talking points from today's conversation, plus all of the social channels and links and things where you can connect with Sophia and her work. So friends, thank you again for tuning in. And Sophia, thank you so much for joining me for this great conversation. It has been such a joy to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maya. This is so much fun.
Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.